Welcome to DNB College. Today we're building a concrete Echo DJ intro in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Make something stripped, heavy, and mixable, but still full of character. Think of this as the front door to your track. In drum and bass, the intro is not just an opening idea. It's a tool for DJs, a space for tension, and a way to introduce the identity of the tune before the full drums and bass hit. A good intro gives the selector room to mix cleanly, keeps the low end under control, and still feels like part of the same world as the drop. That's the sweet spot here. We want a concrete textured echo phrase that feels industrial, controlled, and a little damaged, like it's bouncing around inside a tunnel on the way into the drop. If it works, you should be able to loop it for 8 or 16 bars and still feel the tension. You should also be able to imagine another tune blending into it without the low end turning into mud. Start with a source that can survive being stripped back. A short vocal shard, a metal hit, a snare chirp, a field recording, even a tiny piece of Foley can work really well. What you want is a sample with a clear transient or some kind of contour. Avoid anything too full-bodied or sub-heavy. You're not looking for a finished sound here. You're looking for an object you can carve into something useful. What to listen for is whether that source still feels interesting when you loop just 1 or 2 seconds of it. If it collapses immediately, it probably won't carry an intro. But if it has a little attitude, a little texture, or a distinct shape, you've got something worth working with. Once the sample is in Ableton, trim it down into a short, repeatable phrase. For this kind of intro, a short cell usually works better than a long evolving motif. You're aiming for something you can repeat with subtle variation, not a full melody that tries to dominate the arrangement. Sometimes that means cutting the source down to just a few hundred milliseconds of useful body. Sometimes it means keeping a little tail if the decay adds character. Why this works in DNB is because intros need identity fast. The genre moves quickly, and the intro has to say something without using too many elements. A small source, edited precisely, leaves room for the drums to do their job later. That's where the power comes from. Now let's harden the sound. A strong starting chain is EQ8, then saturator, then echo, then auto filter. You can think of this as cleanup, density, space, then motion. First, use EQ8 to carve out unnecessary low end. High pass the source somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz depending on what it is. If the sample is harsh, you can also trim a little around the upper mid-range so it doesn't bite too aggressively. The idea is to make space before the delay starts repeating the sound. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. The goal is not to destroy the sample. The goal is to give it bite so the repeats feel denser and more physical. A few dB of drive is usually enough to start. If the source is spiky, soft clip can help control the edges. After that, bring in echo. This is where the concrete feeling really starts to happen. Use a tempo sync delay time like an eighth, dotted eighth, or quarter note depending on the groove you want. Keep the feedback fairly restrained at first, maybe somewhere around 15 to 35%. That gives you enough repetition to create tension without washing the whole intro away. What to listen for here is very important. The repeat should feel like it's bouncing in the same room as the dry hit, not turning into a glossy delay effect that floats above the track. If the echo is calling too much attention to itself, it's probably too bright, too long, or too wet. Darker repeats usually sit better in heavy drum and bass. Then finish the chain with auto filter. This is where you shape the intro over time. A slow low pass opening can make the phrase feel like it's emerging from a corridor. A band pass can make it feel more tunnel-like or radio-like, which is great for darker material. You can choose whether you want this intro to feel more like a clean DJ tool or a grim, industrial statement. At this point, you've got a decision to make. If you want a more subtle, mix-friendly intro, keep the processing cleaner and let the sound remain readable. If you want something nastier and more warehouse-like, move the EQ after the saturator, let the distortion rough up the source a bit more, then trim the ugly edges afterward. Both approaches are valid. One gives you control, the other gives you attitude. Now bring in your intro drums or break layer. This could be a sparse kick snare pattern, some ghosted hats, or a light break loop. The important thing is that the echo phrase lives inside a real drum and bass grid. It can't just sound good alone. It has to work with the groove. This is where carving becomes crucial. If the intro element touches the kick zone, high pass it a little more. If it's masking the snare, find the muddy or crowded midrange and clear a bit of space. Often that means looking around 300 to 800 Hz, or sometimes the 1 to 2 kHz area depending on the source. Keep the sub lane clear unless you're deliberately making a bass-like texture, and even then, be very careful. What to listen for is whether the intro still feels like a DJ tool once the drums are playing. If it starts behaving like the lead hook, it's probably taking too much space. In that case, reduce the stereo width, shorten the tail, or pull it back a couple of dB. The intro should support the track, not fight it. Now we shape movement across the bars. Use automation to make the intro evolve slowly. A gentle filter opening works beautifully. You can also nudge the echo feedback a little higher as you approach bar 8 or 16, then pull it back before the drop. A touch more saturation in the second half can add urgency too. Keep it restrained. Heavyweight ENB often feels strongest when the changes are small but meaningful. A really useful 16-bar shape might look like this. The first four bars are sparse, filtered, and focused on identity. Bars 5 through 8 let the echo become a little clearer. Bars 9 through 12 bring in more drum energy and open the texture slightly. Bars 13 through 16 strip things back again, so the drop has a clean doorway. That last part matters a lot. A lot of producers overfill the final bars, and the transition into the drop loses impact. The intro should breathe right before the first full hit lands. Now think about the phrasing. Do you want forward emotion or haunted stillness? If you want the intro to push ahead, use a tighter delay time, a bit more high mid presence, and a clearer rhythmic pattern. That works well for rollers and dancefloor tracks. If you want something darker and more suspended, use a darker filter, fewer hits, and let silence become part of the design. Sometimes one well-placed echo is heavier than a busy loop. What to listen for is whether you can hum the shape of the intro after one pass. If yes, that's usually a good sign. It means the section has contour and identity. If it just feels like texture without shape, simplify it. In drum and bass, clarity usually hits harder than clutter. Once the sound is right, consider printing or resampling it. This is a really useful move. When you bounce the processed echo to audio, you can edit the actual waveform instead of endlessly tweaking the device chain. That lets you cut between repeats, trim the tail more precisely, add tiny gaps, or create a better lead into the drop. It also makes the phrase feel more committed, more like a real part of the arrangement. Treat the printed audio like percussion. If one repeat hits too hard, lower that clip gain. If the last echo is smearing over the first downbeat, cut it earlier than your instinct wants. That last repeat before the drop is usually where the intro either becomes useful or starts getting in the way. Then check the whole thing against the bass and the first full drum impact. This is the real test. The intro has to make the drop feel bigger. If the first kick and bass entry don't feel like a release, the intro is probably too busy or too wide. And if it disappears in mono, that's a warning sign too. Keep the core centered and stable. Let the drama happen in the tail, not in the whole body of the sound. A good DJ intro needs to be mixable in a reel set. That means space, structure, and no unnecessary clutter. A strong 16-bar intro often gives the DJ a stable first half, then gradually adds enough identity in the second half to keep the listener locked in. And remember, you don't need a giant riser for that. Sometimes a stripped, damaged, concrete-like phrase is more effective than any overblown build. A few practical reminders can save you a lot of time here. Use one dirty repeat and one clean anchor. Let the original hit stay readable while the echo gets darker and more degraded. Treat silence as part of the arrangement. A gap before the next hit can feel heavier than an extra layer. And if you're unsure whether to keep tweaking, print a version and compare it to the live chain. Often the printed version tells you instantly whether the idea is there. If you want to push it further, try a short reverse lead-in before the drop. Keep it subtle. The job is to create suction, not to turn this into a giant festival swoosh. You can also try a band-limited sweep if you want the intro to feel like it's emerging from concrete, or a slightly broken tape feel if you want more of a worn industrial character. Just remember, the intro should hint at the drop's energy, not copy it. So here's the big picture. You're taking a very small sample, trimming it into a precise phrase, hardening it with EQ, saturator, echo, and auto filter, then arranging it so it supports the drums, leaves room for the bass, and gives DJs a clean runway into the tune. That's the whole game. If it sounds like a controlled, gritty transmission from a tunnel leading into the drop, you're in the right zone. If the drop feels larger because of the space you created, even better. That means the intro is doing its job. Now take the mini exercise and run with it. Build 1, 16-bar concrete echo DJ intro using only one source sample and stock Ableton devices. Make one version cleaner and one version darker if you want the extra challenge. Keep the intro lean, automate at least one parameter, and make sure the last four bars leave a proper doorway for the drop. And as you work, keep asking yourself three questions. Can I still hear the snare clearly? Does the bass feel bigger because of this intro, and would a DJ actually have space to mix this? If the answer is yes, you've got something solid. Nice work. Build it, print it, test it at low volume, and make the track feel like it's coming out of a tunnel with purpose. That's how you make a DNB intro that really lands.